We'll zoom in on the November 13th, 2009 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report, available as a weekly download and podcast from therainreport.com. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. The following program is not to be construed as an advertisement. The Rain Report, the Amateur Radio Newsline, and This Week in Amateur Radio fill a need in the amateur radio service for ham radio audio programming, i.e. something informational to listen to on one's local repeater and on the internet. In this visually driven world, however, there is a need for some video component to be matched up with the audio. In walks Gary Pierce, KN4AQ, the man behind ARVN, Amateur Radio Video News. Contrary to its title, ARVN is not an amateur radio news service. So just what is it? Gary sat down with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, and talked about how ARVN evolved and how he got into amateur radio in the first place.
I got into ham radio back in 1965. I was 15 years old, and it was here in the Chicago suburbs up in Winnetka, where I lived at the time, until 1986 when I moved out of North Carolina. I got into ham radio because I was fascinated by communication. I was in CB. Through that, met a ham. Of course, the horizons were much broader in ham radio. Fortunately, at the high school I went to, they had a class called Amateur Radio, full credit science course. Took that class and ended up getting my license and upgrading general, advanced, and finally extra a couple years ago. So I've been doing ham radio pretty consistently since 1965. It's kind of hard to remember why I had that fascination. There's a certain element of our population that just latches onto this stuff and says, wow, this is something I want to do. Communicating across a distance on anything other than the telephone was just some kind of magic.
So you got involved in amateur radio in 65. How is it you progressed to doing video?
I've been in the video production business and to some extent radio production for all of my career. My first job at a radio station was in 1969. So broadcasting and video production has been an interest and a business for my whole career, and ham radio is just a parallel track. Back when the Space Shuttle Columbia broke up while trying to land,
84,
I realized that publicity for an event like that in ham radio just wasn't very good. I've been a PIO, ARL, appointment PIO, for a long time, and had been interested in getting the word out about ham radio. When that shuttle broke up over East Texas, ham radio was an integral part of the recovery operation of getting the pieces that had fallen to Earth from that shuttle. But nobody was documenting that for other hams to see. Nobody was documenting it particularly for the public to see. But particularly for hams, we read about it. We may have heard people talk about it, but nobody saw anything of it. Well, I didn't have a chance to get there, unfortunately. I was working, and I couldn't grab a video camera and get out there and do it. But I started to realize that this has been a really seriously missing element in ham radio. Somebody going out and videotaping, documentary style, things that hams do, and making productions available. Back in the early 90s, CQ Magazine did a series of videos. I was fortunate enough to help out and be involved in that when they shot some of their stuff in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I live now. Those were some of the few video productions that were done, and those were how-to. They were getting started in various phases of ham radio. The only other serious video production that you'll see in ham radio is the expeditions. People that go on the big de-expeditions usually will videotape them, and that's part of a fundraising effort for them so that they can sell the tapes and people can see what they do. But nobody was covering the rest of ham radio. In 2001, I left my full-time employment and went freelance and had some free time. Decided to acquire a sort of the minimum amount of production equipment, be able to do documentary-style videos in ham radio. And so I bought a camera, I bought some editing equipment. Technology had advanced to the point where you could do video production with a small camera and have really good high-quality video. And you could edit them on a desktop computer and end up on it with a DVD. Stuff that in my professional life had taken $500,000 worth of equipment to do 10 years ago now took about $25,000 worth of equipment. So I was able to put that together. And then I started looking around for opportunities to make videos and got on the road and did some interviews and put together some programs. A second track of that, and something that's kept me actually a little bit busier, is documenting seminars and forums, a lot of them at Dayton, and for 2 years here at Tapper, just videotaping the forums and making DVDs of them that are pretty much beginning to end, showing the presenter talking and the slides and PowerPoints that they put on. So I've got those two types of productions, the forums and seminars, from a few of them from Dayton and here at Tapper, and a couple of documentaries. And I've also shot a couple documentaries that I haven't had time to edit yet. That's what amateur radio video news is all about right now. Trying to make a business out of it. So far, I'm starting to get known, starting to get a reputation, and people are starting to recognize what this is. But it's still a struggle to get the word out. I guess my business model, or my model for what I'm aiming these things to be, especially the documentary programs, is something radio clubs can use. I've been involved in radio clubs ever since I've been involved in ham radio. Every month the club gets together and has a meeting and brings in a dozen to maybe 40, 50, 60 people. They want to do something besides have their business meeting. They like to have a program. And after a few years, you've kind of tapped out your local pool of talent, unless you're in a really big city, with people who are doing interesting things to come up and talk to your radio club. Plus, your local guys can tell you what they're doing, but they can't show you things that are going on all around the rest of the country. My goal is to put together a program that lasts 30 to 45 minutes, something that someone can sit watch in the course of the time they've got at one radio club meeting, and take them someplace and show them something that they're probably not going to have the opportunity to see in their ham radio career unless they get a chance to travel and go see these people who are doing things. Some of them will be ordinary activities that extraordinary people are doing, and some of them are really cutting edge, or maybe some really old stuff. I've got a lot of ideas. There's plenty of things to go do. The question is, do I have time, and do people out there really want to see this kind of material?
What kind of survey work have you done to determine what the ham public wants to see?
I haven't done any. 45 years of being a ham, I've got a pretty good idea of what's interesting to hams out there. In reading QST, looking at the articles that are in there, and CQ Magazine, World Radio, you see what kind of things are generated. Those would be the areas that I want to go to. Now, that doesn't mean I have a good idea for everything anybody would want to see, but I'm pretty public relations savvy and have a pretty good idea what would be a good program.
You're listening to an interview with Gary Pierce, KN4AQ, the man behind ARVN, the Amateur Radio Video News Company, which specializes in amateur radio-related videos. Hal Polly, KC9RP, will resume his discussion with Gary in a moment. This is the Rain Report, being excerpted this week from the audio generated at the Tapper ARRL Digital Conference held this past September in suburban Chicago. We'll be right back.
What kind of response have you received from the ham community to your efforts?
The folks that have seen the programs typically like them a lot. I've gotten reports from radio club meetings that say, wow, this was a great program for a club meeting. I've got two documentaries that I've actually finished and they're out there. The first one that I did was on ARDF, amateur radio direction finding, an on-foot form of fox hunting. I did that program just as I was getting the equipment together because the ARDF championship that year, 2006, was going to be just a few miles away from my house. I talked to the guy that was organizing it and said, I'd like to go do some video coverage. Went out and shot that. I had an assistant, and I got a tiny handheld camera that he could actually run. He was in good enough shape. He could run along with the people that were participating and get some shots from out in the field. I carried my larger camera out into the field without actually running with it a little bit. But I got mostly stuff at the starting line, the finish line, and a little bit of intermediary stuff. So I put that program together, and it came out a lot better than I thought it was going to. And that was my first program. The second big program that I've produced, and this one took a lot more effort to produce, is called Digital Voice for Amateur Radio. And here I thought, well, D-Star was coming out. There are some digital voice modes on HF that are beginning to be used a little bit. And I saw some forums at Dayton about them and thought, this is new technology that I think everyone would be interested in at least learning about, even if they're not quite ready to use it yet. I talked to a bunch of the people that were involved in both of those things, the HF side and the VHF, UHF for D-Star. And I ended up traveling to Alabama because Alabama had actually taken the lead in integrating D-Star into their emergency communication system. They were ahead of everybody else by leaps and bounds across the country. The folks that had gotten D-Star off the ground were in Dallas, so I went and saw those guys. I came up to Chicago to interview a fellow who was involved in the other digital voice mode for VHF and UHF, which is P25 or APCO 25. That's the system that's used by public safety. That, it turns out, has been around long enough, about 10 years or so at that point, that when a radio gets 10 years old, the police departments don't want it anymore. They sell them. They hit eBay, and hams buy them and convert them down to the ham band. So there's some P-25 equipment. So I had a section on that as well. And I went to St. Louis to talk to Mel Whitten, who is one of the leading people doing digital voice on HF. So I interviewed all those people. I didn't want to just talk to them. I wanted them to show me what this stuff was all about. I think that's one of the things that has distinguished my videos is that there are interviews. There are people talking about what they do. There's a lot of time spent actually showing and hearing what these modes look like and what they sound like and how you manipulate the equipment to get them. That's my goal for all of my programs is to talk to people, but also have people show a lot, big show and tell. And the digital voice program just came out spectacularly, in my own humble estimation. It really does a good job of showing you what digital voice is like for HF and for VHF, UHF. It's probably been the premier vehicle for showing people what D-Star does. I've had response from some radio club meetings where they said, they had the guys who were doing the D-Star repeater come in, and they talked to the club, and nobody understood anything that they were talking about. And then we showed your video, and we all understood it. Most of them are not deeply technical. There's enough technical information that you get an idea of what's going on. But it is for the ham who is maybe interested, wants to see what this is all about, and then can explore further if it turns out this is what they want. Because after all, they're only going to watch about 45 minutes worth of a show. How much can you learn in that amount of time? Just enough to sort of get your feet wet.
How can someone contact you or read more about your videos?
I have a website, arvideonews.com. I have a lot of stuff on YouTube, and most of that is in little windows on the website, or you can go to my YouTube channel directly, which is youtube.com/KN4AQ. I'll do a preview of each program that gives you a few minutes of what the program is like. The programs themselves are all on DVDs, and the DVDs range from $10 to $20, $22, I think is my most expensive DVD. I would like to get into being able to stream this stuff over the web. Now, I can't afford to give it away. I can't afford to make a free half-hour program, because it costs too much money and takes too much time to put these together. So I'm looking for a way to be able to stream these on the web as a pay-per-view or a pay-per-download, and that would reduce the cost to something less. It's kind of hard to say what it would be. Right now, my most successful program, Digital Voice, has sold about 250 copies. This won't be a viable business until I get into the 500 to 600, 700 copy range. That will pay enough to make it worth my time to keep on doing this and take time away from the freelance work I do with other clients. So that's been the most successful program. The other programs have sold in the 50, 75, 100 copy range. It's still sort of a work in progress to get up to that point. If I could do something streaming and sell it for a third the price but have 1,000 people see it or 2,000 people see it, well, maybe that would be a better way to go.
And give me that web address again.
arvideonews.com. If you just Google ARVN, the first thing you'll see is the Army of the Republic of Vietnam. The second thing you'll see is me.
How about an email address?
kn4aq@arvideonews.com. Or to make it a little easier, kn4aq@arl.net.
That's Gary Pierce, KN4AQ, the man behind ARVN, Amateur Radio Video News. In part two of this interview, Rains Halpolly, KC9RP, will talk with Gary about the nuts and bolts of producing his ham radio videos. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2009 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with the Rain Report, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you a very 73. This is the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.